Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Sunday, April 27th. Happy Resurrection Day. I'm going to read from the New Living Translation this week. Mark Rector on staff mentioned that this is one of his favorite translations. It's also my brother's favorite translation, and so we're going to read from the NLT this week. We are in two passages in the book of Mark, really good passages. We're going to revisit Jesus healing the paralyzed man, and then we'll move over to Jesus' warning against the Pharisees' influence and how he heals a blind man. Then we'll go to the Proverbs, Proverbs chapter 27 and verse 2. But before we move into our readings, let's do our memory verse. Today starts a new week, and so we want to do John chapter 20, verse 29. Jesus said to him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." This is when Jesus is talking with Thomas in John chapter 20 and verse 29. And today, Wayne's sermon is about Jesus and his interaction with Thomas. As we turn to our three scripture passages, we ask, Lord, that you would open our hearts so that we might understand your word more fully. Mark chapter 2, verses 1 through 12. When Jesus returned to Capernaum several days later, the news spread quickly that he was back home. Soon the house where he was staying was so packed with visitors that there was no more room, even outside the door. While he was preaching God's word to them, four men arrived carrying a paralyzed man on a mat. They couldn't bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, so they dug a hole through the roof above his head. Then they lowered the man on his mat right down in front of Jesus. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the paralyzed man, "My child, your sins are forgiven." But some of the teachers of religious law who were sitting there thought to themselves, "What is he saying? This is blasphemy. Only God can forgive sins." Jesus knew immediately what they were thinking, so he asked them, "Why do you question this in your hearts? Is it easier to say to the paralyzed man, 'Your sins are forgiven,' or 'Stand up, pick up your mat, and walk'? So I will prove to you that the Son of Man has the authority on earth to forgive sins." Then Jesus turned to the paralyzed man and said, "Stand up, pick up your mat, and go home." And the man jumped up, grabbed his mat, and walked out through the stunned onlookers. They were all amazed and praised God, exclaiming, "We've never seen anything like this before." Let's review the story. There's this crowded house of people and a group of desperate friends that have someone that they want to bring to Jesus, but they cannot get him in the door. So they do what every person would do, right? They make a hole in the roof. Now, my hope is that this hole in the roof was something that could be repaired very quickly. I know the houses then are not like the houses now, but still, it's something that's going to cause a lot of inconvenience for the house owner, and yet they still do it, and it's seen as a noble task. When Jesus sees their faith, he says to the man, "Your sins are forgiven." Now, we want him to say, "You're healed," but this is what Jesus is he's just making a point with the religious leaders here. Only God can forgive sins. And then after he forgives the man's sins, he moves on to heal him as well. The question we might ask ourselves is, who is it that God has called me to bring to Jesus today? And so just for a moment, even now, the person who comes to mind, I want us to visualize ourselves putting that person on a mat, climbing up the steps, getting on the rooftop with others whom we know love that same person, digging a hole in the roof and lowering the mat before Jesus. If the person is in sin, we pray, Lord, that you would forgive them of sin. And if the person needs physical healing, we pray, Lord, that you would provide physical healing. And if we're not even sure the depths of it all, we just entrust it to you, Lord. And we ask for your help because we know that you are God. Our second passage is Mark chapter 8, verses 14 through 26. But the disciples had forgotten to bring any food. They had only one loaf of bread with them in the boat. As they were crossing the lake, Jesus warned them, "Watch out! Beware of the yeast of the Pharisees and of Herod." At this, they began to argue with each other because they hadn't brought any bread. Jesus knew what they were saying, so he said, "Why are you arguing about having no bread? Don't you know and understand even yet? Are your hearts too hard to take it in? You have eyes, can't you see? You have ears, can't you hear? Don't you remember anything at all? When I fed the 5,000 with 5 loaves of bread, how many baskets of leftovers did you pick up afterward?" 12, they said. "And when I fed 4,000 with 7 loaves, how many large baskets of leftovers did you pick up?" 7, they said. "Don't you understand yet?" he asked them. When they arrived at Bethsaida, some people brought a blind man to Jesus, and they begged him to touch the man and heal him. Jesus took the blind man by the hand and led him out of the village. Then, spitting on the man's eyes, he laid his hands on him and asked, "Can you see anything now?" The man looked around. "Yes," he said, "I see people, but I can't see them very clearly. They look like trees walking around." Then Jesus placed his hands on the man's eyes again, and his eyes were opened. His sight was completely restored, and he could see everything clearly. Jesus sent him away, saying, "Don't go back into the village on your way home." In this passage, we have those who are spiritually blind, like the disciples. They're bickering over bread, and Jesus has just fed 5,000 people with like 5 loaves, and still they're worried about bread. The spiritual blindness is compared with a physical blindness. And while the disciples are spiritually slow to understand, Jesus heals this man, and in a way, he is slow to regain his sight. It's an interesting story. It just reminds me that every moment of Jesus' life was measured. He doesn't do anything without thinking it through and knowing that he, as the Son of God, is making a point about the people and their needs as well. If we want to do some reflection based on this passage, we might ask ourselves, are there some areas of spiritual life where my sight is still blurry? And Lord, would you help us to see what you really want and what your kingdom is really about in those areas? And then, Lord, would you give us the boldness to follow you wherever you want us to go? Proverbs chapter 27, verse 2. Let someone else praise you, not your own mouth, a stranger, not your own lips. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together on this Resurrection Sunday. It was a beautiful day last week on Easter Sunday, and I hope that if you're listening before church, I'll get to see you there. This proverb speaks about humility, and it also speaks about the fact that we shouldn't toot our own horns. We let other people do that. The evil one seeks to devour us with prideful thoughts often. And so examine your heart today. What areas do you think, I got that? I know the right answer. I'm really fill in the blank. And then just ask the Lord to help you to be a person who is humble and ready to serve. Thanks again for listening along. Will you pray with me? We lift our hearts to you, Lord. Open our lips, O Lord, and our mouths shall declare your praise. You are a mighty and wondrous God. Thank you, Lord, for your healing in Mark's gospel. Thank you that we can bring people to you on a mat for spiritual and physical healing. Thank you, Lord, for the example of the men who had faith to bring their friend through the roof to you. Help us, Lord, today to bring to you others constantly in prayer. We ask, Lord, that if there are areas of our lives where we just see very blurry and we don't know the next step or the right way to go, we ask that you would help us. Keep us from being a people who have spiritual blindness. Help us to see clearly from your word and then translate it into our context. Thank you, Lord, for the Proverbs which continually humble us. Remind us, Lord, it's not about promoting ourselves. It's about promoting your word and your work. Thank you for my brothers and sisters who are listening along. Bless them on this glorious day, a day that reminds us of your resurrection. We love you, Lord. We thank you. We praise you in all this in Jesus' name. Amen.